This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. For the first time, preschool is free for all four-year-olds in Chicago, but thousands of Chicago public school seats are going unused, particularly in low-income neighborhoods. To boost enrollment, the school district enlisted a group of parents who are on a mission to recruit preschoolers. They've knocked on 31,000 doors this year, dodging cars and sunburns. WBEZ's Nereida Moreno followed along as though these women hit the streets on a recent summer day.
Good morning.
It's 9 a.m. and Doña Maria Sanchez leaps out of the car to hug her fellow parents.
Buenas noches, todos.
Good morning. They're street outreach workers with the group COFI, or Community Organizing and Family Issues. On this day, they meet on a corner in the Garfield Park neighborhood on the west side.
You got a hair down today.
At 84, Doña Maria is a burst of energy. She wears a bucket hat and comfortable walking shoes, ready to go door knocking for hours.
Nuestro equipo siempre nos hemos llevado muy bien. Nunca hemos peleado.
She says it's easy to bond when you love what you do, and that's spreading the word about preschool. In 2018, Chicago began rolling out free pre-K for four-year-olds. It's now available in nearly every neighborhood, and twice as many kids are enrolled than before. But school is back in session, and more than 3,000 seats remain unfilled, mostly in low-income areas. So there's a lot of ground to cover.
Right now, we're working from Madison to Harrison. We're used to doing, I call it a 4x4. Because we go four this way, and four going east and west, and four going north and south.
Parent ambassadors like Stacy Simons are trained to guide families through the enrollment process. They say it's important to meet parents where they are.
We hit every house and find out whether there's kids in those houses or not, because we don't know. And then if there aren't kids, we try to ask the people, could they just use a flyer and pass it on.
It can be dangerous work, from close encounters with guard dogs to witnessing an actual hostage situation.
Do you ever get nervous knocking on doors?
Yeah, because you don't know how people are going to take it. You know, some people, you know, don't like it, and so it's kind of scary. Like, we don't want nobody to get hurt. That's why we try to have a team out here.
There's safety in numbers. Stacy spots an elementary school and leads a small group inside.
Talk to whoever's in charge of preschool or the principal and see how many spaces they have open for the preschool program.
They meet an administrator at Erickson Elementary. Last year, it only filled half of its pre-K seats. It's one of 46 schools losing a pre-K classroom this fall because of low enrollment.
So, yes, please.
All right.
Send me some. All right. I'm waiting.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Parents can enroll their kids online, but many have had trouble navigating the process. Others feel like their kids are too young, or they worry about their safety from violence and COVID-19. Some have questions like these.
Are you sure I can send them before five? Are the programs free? Do I have to be in this neighborhood?
That's Sharita Moore, the newbie on the team. It's her first summer on the job.
One day I was at home, and one of the young ladies came to my door, and she was just like, you know, hi. She was so energetic. I had no idea what she was talking about at first. Now, because of her energy, I signed up. I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Sharita is a mother of six. That experience makes it easier to connect with other parents.
We had one young lady that just said, my kid's not sociable. They don't like nobody but me. You know, so we gave her a flyer anyway. We told her, you know, the best way to get her sociable is to put her around other kids. At some point, you're going to have to let go.
Sharita and the group take a break around noon to hydrate. It's 85 degrees outside, but the work must go on. So far this year, COFI has talked to about 5,000 families.
It'd be hot, but it'd be worth it. At the end of the day, you'd be tired, but it'd be worth it. We signed up so many kids.
They know they can't convince everyone, but at least the families know their options and that someone took the time to knock on their door. Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.